Yeah!
Hello, and welcome to Riffs on Riffs, where we explore the collision of original and sample tracks and the artists who made them. I am your host, Joe Watson. I'm here with my co-host, Toby Braswell. Tobe, what's going on?
Oh, man, a little of that.
I feel like we're going to crush some dreams today, Tobe. You know why?
Why is that?
Well, first of all, you and I both just learned that the Hanukkah miracle is actually not a thing.
Right.
Which blew both of our minds.
Totally blown. Mind completely blown. But let us cite the source for that, because I don't want to get a lot of hate email.
It's a rabbi.
Right.
That we've never met. But allegedly. Now, the other thing is I feel like our producer, Isabel, who is a self-described Joe Bros fan, is going to look at them a little bit differently this episode.
There's a very good chance.
So I feel a little bit bad. But anyway, together on this show, we listen to the legendary tracks and the timeless but sometimes not so well-known songs that they sampled from. And Tobe, what is this one? What are we listening to?
We are listening to Only Human by the Jonas Brothers. It's the third single off their latest album, Happiness Begins.
Boy, Happiness Begins as soon as you walked in, buddy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you kindly.
Because, you know, your dance moves in the studio while we record the show have been well chronicled. And I would like to assure our listeners that we are absolutely doing a public service by not live streaming these episodes. But I gotta say, Tobe, even for you, the moves seem a little bit off today.
Now, I think I might know why that is, but why don't we hop in the DeLorean and see what track was sampled to make this hit? I think it all makes sense then.
All righty.
Rewind! If I could see the faces
of our listeners. Right. Oh, this is fantastic. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if it's possible, Tobe, can you just take a little break from all the dancing and tell the good people, like they don't know, what we're listening to?
We are listening to a song that goes by many names. Some call it the bird song or the birdie song.
Sure.
But most call it the chicken dance.
Yeah, Tobe, did you ever think we'd be talking chicken dance on this show?
Man, listen, after you cover Watts Biggers.
Oh, it's true.
And the underdog theme song, nothing is off the table, my friend.
That's true.
Nothing's off the table. You can only get this type of content on Riffs and Riffs.
That's true. Well, let us also give a shout out to show listener Dawn, who brought this lovely connection to our attention.
Absolutely. Dawn is a friend of mine and asked me about these two songs and said that she and her husband had a spirited discussion about whether the Jonas Brothers sampled the chicken dance for this song. And at first, I got to be honest, at first I was thinking like, no way.
No, not a chance.
No way. And then I listened to them again and I'm like, way.
Right?
Way.
Which is pretty much the same response that I gave you. So, yeah. Look, we're not actually implying that the Jonas Brothers deliberately set out to sample the chicken dance for their own hit, but honestly, the similarities are just too close.
Seriously.
To not at least point them out. So why don't we get into a little bit of history of the chicken dance?
So the chicken dance is a song that was composed by an accordion player by the name of Werner Thomas in the Swiss town of Davos in 1957. It's what we call an oompa.
Oh, an oompa. You mean like this. Yeah, it's an oompa.
Isabel, you feel your feet moving? Inside joke, people. Well, sort of. The Oompa Loompa song does have a similar vibe.
Yeah, so, I mean, this I don't know. Did this movie scare you as much as it scared me?
I love this movie.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay.
I love it. The snosser just tastes like snosser. Oh, come on, man. That movie's great.
All right. So, I mean, I love me some Gene Wilder. But anyway, an oompa tends to include a lot of traditional German, Austrian, Swiss, and Eastern European influence. It's not defined as just one type of music, but it encompasses a variety of styles, including polkas, marzukas, schottisches, waltzes, and landler. And I think I probably pronounced half of those wrong.
But, you did a good job with that, buddy.
I'm just going to roll.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, the word oompa is a term to describe the sound of the downbeat played by the bass and tuba, and the offbeats are played by other instruments to provide an accompaniment for the melody.
Well, let's get back to Thomas Werner. He composed the song while he worked as a restaurant musician at a Swiss ski resort. He first came up with the melody in 1955 and then spent the next couple of years revising it.
So at the resort, he saw countless skiers travel up and down the mountains, and he thought that their movements resembled a specific type of bird. And when he was done creating the movements, he called it Der Intertanz, the duck dance.
Ooh, what was it? Do it again.
Der Intertanz.
Der Intertanz. Like it. The song was written in 1957, but it didn't become a dance craze until 1981. It has since been recorded in 370 different versions by artists in 42 different countries and has sold more than 40 million copies.
This song.
Like, people are buying this song.
Buying this song. Paid money. Paid money.
I don't know, man. I got for nothing.
This. And then took it home.
Yeah.
So they could
replay
it.
So they could listen to it some more.
Crazy. So the song was heard by Belgian producer Louis van Rijmenant, and he had lyrics created through his publishing company called Intervox Music. In 1973, Van collaborated with Bobby Setter's Cash and Carry Band to produce the song as a single. Let's take a listen to that.
Whoa. Wow.
Synthesizers everywhere.
That is back in the day with those synths. Oof.
I like the synthesizer. I don't like it as much now, but I back in the day,
You know,
like
I dig the synths. It's the song that's already starting to grate on me.
It's the song.
Well, apparently, Thomas wasn't crazy initially about the synthesizers himself, but I have a feeling when the single sold over a million copies in a year, he probably thought a little bit differently.
So the real benchmark for success was in 1980 when a Dutch band by the name of De Electronicus released an instrumental version as the B-side of a single that got some major play in the Netherlands.
Oh, I can't wait for you to pronounce this song title.
They call their version...
You got this.
De Vogels Just Dance.
Yes.
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 Vogels Just Dance.
Uh-huh.
Or the Dance of the Little Bird. Okay, can I say something before we go into the Dance of the Little Bird?
Sure.
Okay, so they released this as a single.
Yeah.
As the B-side of the single.
As a B-side
now,
of a single.
Now listen, listen. If we ever release a single together, yeah. Joe, that song is going to be hot. Side A is going to be hot. You hear me? Side B is going to be hot.
We're going to put the...
They said, they're, of all the songs they have... Of all the songs they had,
the
they
dance.
Say, you know what? The Dance of the Little Bird, yeah, oh, that's going
that's
on side
that.
B.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. If they don't like side A, they could take side B. I tell you what.
Well, I'll tell you what, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
they
did. In hindsight.
Hit the Dutch charts and stayed there for 7 months, marking the beginning of their international success. So if you search YouTube, you can actually find a video of them using the same dance moves that Thomas made 2 decades earlier. The only difference? These guys actually wore duck suits.
Let's take a listen to this version.
Oh, yeah, this is a banger.
Wait for the drop!
Oh, and the bird samples they used? Whew.
I'm telling you.
It's hot.
Right? Took it over the top. So as you can hear, they went back to Oompa roots. So
yeah.
No synthesizers. So a musical producer by the name of Stanley Mills heard the song and liked it so much that he purchased it for American distribution. Now, he figured that the song would be an even bigger hit if he could get some lyrics that work with it. So I can just hear his, hear his little hamster in his brain right now.
Okay. Tobe, I don't even know what to say. I feel
all
okay.
This song needs is some words. That's all it needs.
So, okay, you and I, we like our lyrics.
Right.
And whether it's light and fun or if it's like really deep and meaningful or whatever, like, give me your thoughts on these lyrics, please.
Joe, I'm going to make this clear. I'm going to save my opinion till after you say them.
Okay.
Read them out.
I'm going to try to give them some oompa when I read it,
do
too.
It.
Ready? Here's the chorus. Hey, you're in the swing. You're clucking like a bird. You're flapping your wings. Don't you feel absurd? I mean, come on. That's good stuff right
so
there.
So I'm going to be honest.
All right.
Okay, reading these lyrics, it was tough.
Hmm.
Okay, because I've heard this song a million times and never knew that anyone would be crazy enough to actually write lyrics to this.
What?
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to put this song over the top.
I mean, it doesn't need lyrics. And to me, it's kind of like arguing with your girlfriend. Sometimes you win by saying nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Yeah, truer words have never been
said. Tell me
said.
I'm wrong.
You are not wrong there. Yeah, which is probably why none of the lyrics stuck, despite how many polka bands have included it on their records. So instrumental versions of this song began to get traction in polka-friendly cities like our own Cleveland and Milwaukee and Yay. Austin, you know, so all your polka fans are digging right, right. to Chicken Dance.
Right, right. So it was in America where the name of the song transitioned from ducks to chickens. In 1981, during the Oktoberfest in Tulsa, Oklahoma, an actual chicken costume was donated for use at the festival. Now, from that moment, it was known as the Chicken Dance.
Okay.
Basically, you're telling me if I came to the studio
yeah.
with a tiger outfit on and a Riffs on Riffs shirt to match.
Where is this going?
We could call the moment
yeah.
Tigerific.
Oh, boy.
Right? We okay. could do that. We could do that.
You know, if we're doing a commercial for Frosted Flakes, I think that is a fantastic idea. Is that what we're doing here?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, my name ain't Tony. Mm. But
it's Toby. It's Toby.
There is no question that I'm great.
Oh, boy.
Like okay. that?
All right.
My wife's going to cringe at that one.
Yeah, we all just cringed at that one. So as if the chicken dance theme wasn't bad enough. All right. So we mentioned how the song became a dance craze in 81. And that's when Henry Hathaway produced an instrumental version again, because we had to get rid of the lyrics.
Right.
Called it the Birdie Song and released it under the band name. You ready for this?
Mm.
The Tweets.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
This is pre-Twitter. It reached number two on the single. I wonder, you know, if we should tweet out about the tweets.
We should tweet about the tweets. Yeah. Anyway.
It reached number two on the singles chart in October of 81, which is the highest it's ever charted. So I guess, sadly, it's never quite got to number one. That's our chance on our B-side.
Just the fact that this charted at all makes me question the listening public. What did this song beat? That's what I got to know. All the rest of that chart, that's...
I want to know what it didn't beat, too. Like, what was number one? They've just got to be like, really? So we beat the Chicken Dance? Like, I guess good on us, but...
Man, oh, man.
Well, let's hear it. You want to hear it?
Let's do it.
Okay. I can't see any more of this now. I also can't hear any more of this now. Like, I gotta call this quits. We gotta pull the plug.
Let me tell you, researching this... At home?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The family must have been loving.
Oh, my God. They were like, Daddy, please, no more. No more.
Well, that's what I say, too. So what do you say we move on to our second featured artist, which obviously you'll see the connection immediately with the Jonas Brothers.
You're right, obviously.
And we'll work our way back to the Chicken Dance connection.
So good plan. So the Jonas Brothers formed in 2005, and no surprise here, are comprised of actual brothers Jonas. Paul Kevin Jonas II, Joseph Adam Jonas, and Nicholas Jerry Jonas.
They grew up in New Jersey, and I'm sure their exploits outside of music have been well documented on social media. We are going to focus on the music part of their career, starting with their debut single in 2005. Let's have a listen to the song, Mandy. I never
realized how happy you Wait a minute.
Yeah, this is a jam.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the Jonas Brothers, man. This sounds an awful lot like Barry Manilow.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That song is called Mandy, and it was Barry's first number one hit in 1974. But the Jonas Brothers are a little more rock, you know, sounding than that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. My bad. I think I pulled the wrong audio. So let's see if I can. Hold on. Let me get the right one queued up here. I think, Eric, you got this one. So you said more rock sounding, right?
Right.
Here we go. Here it is. Yeah, here we go. This is it. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today? Listen, yeah. Again, a great song.
Yeah.
But definitely not the Jonas Brothers. This is Amanda.
Right.
Okay, not Mandy at all.
Well,
no.
Full name.
No, stop. Also a number one hit from the band Boston in 1986, but the wrong track.
All right. I got it this time. I mean it. Here is the actual Jonas Brothers debut, Mandy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. We got it.
Hadn't realized Mandy was such a popular name until now. It's about time we got the right track, which also happens to be the name of the Jonas Brothers' 2006 debut album on Columbia Records. It's about time.
Well, the album didn't do poorly, but it didn't do great either. It reached number 91 on the charts, and I guess that was not good enough for Columbia, as they were promptly dropped from the label.
Well, it wasn't good enough to beat the Chicken Dance either.
It's true.
Tell you that right now. Then they signed with Hollywood Records and released their second album, simply called Jonas Brothers, in 2007. Now, on this record, they also re-released the single Year 3000, which is a cover of the same song by the British band Busted.
Well, first, let's hear that Busted track from their 2002 debut album of the same name. This song was inspired by the movie Back to the Future.
Great movie.
Something I wish more songs took inspiration from, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like the Chicken Dance, it reached number 2 on the charts. Let's hear Year 3000 from the band Busted. Somehow you managed to do the Chicken Dance to this one, too.
I'll find a way.
Are you find a way?
If there's a beat, I'll find a way. Don't you worry about me. Don't you cry for me, Argentina. I'll find a way. Okay, so now let's hear how the Jonas Brothers covered the song. This version went to number 31 on the charts. In a flat sky passing. A little different version.
A little younger.
Their voices, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they sound young.
They were young.
They were young.
I think they changed the lyrics. I don't know if it was this tune or a different song, but because they covered a couple of Busted tunes, but they changed the lyrics to make them a little bit more boy band or younger preteen friendly too. Anyway. So in case you were wondering why Busted was okay with having the Jonas Brothers cover their song, here's a quote from bassist vocalist Matt Willis. Dude, they paid my mortgage for 4 years. I am stoked to bits. Thank you very much, Jonas Brothers.
Man, that's all right. That's all right. You can be okay with a lot of things as long as those royalty checks keep showing up.
Mm-hmm.
By 2007, the Jonas Brothers were branching out. They started doing jingles, including this one for Baby Bottle Pop. Baby Bottle Pop. What is this?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Who's giving a baby bottle pop?
I suppose if you're a baby and you don't have teeth, you can't rot them with pop, right? So you can just
stop
you know.
It. Oh my God. Well, this is not an ADA approved message, folks. I'm pretty sure Joe is no way qualified to give dental hygiene advice outside of brush daily.
Brush daily, floss.
And
yeah.
Floss.
Well, besides making jingles, the Jonas Brothers were collaborating with Miley Cyrus and doing cool gigs like singing the national anthem at the White House. All of that time in the limelight led to them developing a rabid fan base and paved the way for their musical success.
So that's evidenced by their third album, A Little Bit Longer, debuting at number 1 on the charts. Let's take a listen to their first single, Burning Up, which reached number 5 on the Hot 100. I do remember this song.
Yeah.
You, baby. Come on, girl.
Come on, girl.
Little Michael right there.
Yeah, it was. On, very much. Well, this album had another track that charted inside the top 10, so let's hear that one. It's a song called Tonight. They have found their lane.
Yeah. Sometimes a little change of scenery, a little age, a little time.
Yeah, yep.
Call that marinating.
Marinate.
Marinate. So the Jonas Brothers were happy to share their talents with other artists, including fellow Camp Rock star Demi Lovato. They co-wrote and produced 6 tracks for her debut album, Don't Forget, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200.
The success continued with their next release, the 2009 album Lines, Vines, and Trying Times, which also debuted at number 1 on the charts. So let's hear the single Paranoid from that album.
Yeah.
This is a jam. Hey,
Joe.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's Paranoid.
I am starting to really question your show prep, okay? This is not the Jonas Brothers. This is Black Sabbath.
Yeah, you're
okay?
Right. That's true.
And their 1970 song, Paranoid. Now, I'm paranoid right now for any other songs that you introduce for the rest of the show. You could tell the difference between Ozzy Osbourne and the Jonas Brothers. clearly.
Well, I think so. But as Ozzy and Mark Twain have said, of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most.
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. Here is the Jonas Brothers version of Paranoid.
You're having fun, aren't you?
I just like messing with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your attempt to keep it real, which is also the name of one of the tracks on Lines, Vines, and Trying Times. Let's hear that. This song's all right. I like the song. It sounds
a little familiar?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that is probably because it's eerily similar to the 1975 song from Maxine Nightingale. Right back to where we started from. I know you know this one, Tom, so let's give it a spin. When it's
all right, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta get right
back to where we started. Any song where they're clapping this often is a good thing.
You can keep on tempo, Jack.
And if you feel like you've heard that song before, maybe you're familiar with the 1960s Northern Soul movement in the UK. There was a band called the Javels, led by a guy named Stephen Jameson, that released this track in 1974. Let's hear the song Goodbye, Nothing to Say.
Some goodbye, there's nothing to say, just goodbye.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many riffs can we go on
well,
on this?
But you couldn't see. Cool jam, though.
It is.
I need to, I'm not super familiar with that whole Northern Soul thing, but I have to go back and dig in and see what I can find, because...
Well, I mean, if you like one of those songs, I'm sure you're going to like three, all three of them. It's a good chance.
Side note, Stephen Jameson went by the moniker Nasmo King, which was a reworking of the no smoking signs backstage. You get it?
Huh.
Nasmo, no, yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway, I'm out. That's all I got. It's a true story.
That's good. That's good. Like that. So what's not random is the continued collaboration between the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato. In 2009, they released the single Bounce, where Demi pays homage to the Black Eyed Peas. Let's first hear how Fergie opens their smash hit, Let's Get It Started.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running.
You know, every time someone says Fergie, I can't help but think about her version of
the national anthem.
Man, listen.
This plays a basketball.
Every time.
Yeah. She can sing, though.
She can.
That
she
was
can
just,
sing.
That was a blip on the radar.
Not good.
We all have them. Well, let's hear how Demi does pay tribute to Fergie at the beginning of Bounce.
Let's get it bouncing. In here.
She can sing.
Back to some crazy synths. Just bounce. Let me see that body bounce. Yeah, perhaps not the jam that Let's Get It Started is.
No.
But, you know, it was a nice little,
no.
nice
they tried.
Little tribute.
They tried. By 2013, the brothers had reached the bane of all bands' existence, creative differences.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
They canceled a bunch of tour dates and went their separate ways. Nick did a couple of solo albums, and Joe formed the group DNCE, who had this hit in 2015. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. This dude can sing.
This is a great jam.
And it's a great jam.
So, Cake by the Ocean is what we like to call a euphemism. And we will let the audience determine for what. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, let that one go.
Let it go. So, whatever differences the brothers had seemed to have had, it's all been patched up because in February of 2019, they announced the return on social media. The Jonas Brothers were back together, and their first single, Sucker, also became the first number one hit. Let's hear that. I'm a sucker for you. This is a great song. I saw them perform this live.
Yeah.
They killed that.
More clapping.
I just said all that, and that's all that's
Sorry.
All that you
I was listening. I was actually just listening to the song and like, sorry, I couldn't shut off my. Yeah. Don't complicate it. Yeah. No, it's good too. I'm with you. So the album, Happiness Begins, once again debuted at number one, and that lead single, Sucker, was the first number one by a boy band since 2003. I'm surprised at that, and I'm even more surprised at the band and the song. So let's give it a spin, Tobe, and let me see if you can tell me who it is.
Okay, let's do it. Go ahead, do the damn thing. Come on, baby, turn come on now. Come on now. Bum, bum, come on. This is B2K and Diddy and the song Bump Bump Bump. Man, I forgot all about that. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
You just redeemed yourself for all that, all that other stuff.
Thank goodness. I was getting worried. Well, now we get to our second featured track, Only Human. And again, to be clear, we are not suggesting that the Jonas Brothers deliberately set out to sample the Chicken Dance, but the similarities are too good to pass up having a little fun with.
Please tell me you made a mashup. I mean, that would make me so
happy.
Buddy,
come on. That's what I do. I got you.
Yes.
You ready? You ready to hear this?
Let's do it.
Let's put them side by side.
Man, it's got a good beat. And it's easy to dance to.
Yeah.
Five stars, man.
Yeah,
right. Five stars. Only Human has a nice little oompa beat to it. You got to admit that.
Oh, man, this kills me. It just cracks me up. Anyway, but yeah, I think it's that laid back. It's that whole like offbeat reggae feel, right? Actually, because
right.
that oompa thing. But then, you've got that offbeat. And I don't know. It's just I never put reggae and oompa music together before. But dang, if it doesn't work.
I mean, it's the beauty of music, man. Like we always say, it's a universal language. Universal language.
Okay. Speaking of which, I think we need to throw a little love to Sweden. I don't know if people realize how much that country influences music here in the States.
I think you might be talking about the Swedish producer Carl Johan Schuster, better known as Shellback. He produced the Only Human track for the Jonas Brothers, but that's not the only hits he's been a big part of.
Now, Shellback has co-written and produced 10 number one singles, another 15 singles that reached the top 10, and he's won 4 Grammys.
Man!
So I'd bet if you were not in the industry, you've never even heard of him.
So what do you say we listen to a few of those number one hits and do a little listen and tell?
Let's go back to 2008 and begin with Shellback's work with Pink for the song So What.
My son loves this song.
My daughter loves this song.
Loves this song. Now let's jump to 2011 and the song Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 featuring Christina Aguilera. Another great song.
Another great song.
Man, this is the dancing episode right here.
The chicken dancing episode.
Man.
Well, we all know Taylor Swift is a gifted songwriter on her own, but she's also turned to Shellback for some hits. So let's hear her 2014 number one, Shake It Off.
Some happy music. Not bad happy, like good happy.
Like that's a great way to put it too. Feel good music. And yeah, this
yeah,
next one coming
the next
up
one
for sure.
Kind of culminates all of that. So the last one, this is from Justin Timberlake from the movie Trolls. Let's hear the 2016 hit, Can't Stop the Feeling. This song is paying somebody's mortgage like for 40 years. I mean, my goodness. All those things I shouldn't do, but you
dance. So, you know, it's interesting to me. You just said that, oh man, he's making these like real feel good, happy tunes, right? So what's equally awesome to me is that Shellback actually started out as a singer in a Swedish hardcore band called Blinded Colony. Let's hear his work on the song My Halo from their 2006 album Bedtime Prayers. Let's see if it still sounds happy to you.
Somebody's halo's broken.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's him singing.
Sounds like 2006.
Yeah, right? No, that's true.
That's a far cry from Taylor Swift, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that's actually what I think is really cool. So Shellback had met songwriter and future collaborator Max Martin, who wondered how his metal sensibilities would translate into pop music. And so that sort of set him on the path to becoming a well-regarded hitmaker.
Once again, proving that music is music and we should be a lot less concerned about what label it's filed under.
Totally agree.
Okay, Joe, before I even knew where the chicken dance came from, I knew the dance. It's silly, but yet totally infectious. I used to cater weddings with my mom at the Edison Club in Toledo, and I can't tell you how many times the chicken dance was played and how happy
really?
The people were just hearing it.
All right.
I mean,
time. No, I totally feel you.
People
I'm
almost
sure.
dropped their wedding cake over that.
I gotta get on the floor. I gotta chicken dance. Well, I'm sure you heard a ton of other songs that got the crowd hyped and booties shaking on the floor. So how about we hear some of those for our bonus material?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's go back and listen to a few tracks that you typically hear at family reunions or weddings. And you know, we like weddings for one reason.
Darn straight, buddy. We love weddings for the cake.
By the ocean.
All
right, but I digress. Let's start with a little boogie woogie. We'll take a listen to Electric Boogie by Marcia Griffiths and see if we have room to slide around in here.
You can't see it.
It's electric.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Okay.
Ooh, it's shocking.
I don't have enough room in here. We need to move some stuff. Man.
That mic gets knocked over.
Oh,
we got problems.
I know. Eric will be upset. Well, let's continue with the line dancing theme. Here's another track that was big back in the day for boot scootin'. Mm. Okay, let's check out Billy Ray Cyrus' 1992 hit, Achy Breaky Heart.
We're going back to this one, huh?
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think it
all. Oh, my God. Man, people used to bang this song out of their dorm rooms. Oh, my heaven. Ohio State, first year.
Oh, my heaven. It's about what you need to say.
Man.
All right, Tom. I got a question for you.
Hit me.
Who do you call to fix your achy, breaky heart?
Easy question.
Yeah.
Easy answer. Lil Nas X. Period.
Close. think more diapers and arrows.
Baby Hawkeye from the Avengers? Maybe?
Jeremy Renner? No. No, my friend. Cupid.
Oh, okay.
That's what we
call.
So what do you say we get our Cupid shuffle on in
Let's
here?
Do it.
We gonna show you how it goes.
I love this song. It just tells you the directions, man. You
can't, I can follow along.
You can't. I mean, seriously. If you can't follow this, come on now.
That's what we need to do. We need to put new lyrics to the chicken dance with directions.
Somebody probably already has and probably still failed. I'm going to one-up you on Cupid and go to the man himself.
Mm.
What do you say we go back to 1989 and get personal with Jesus?
Oh.
Courtesy of Depeche
Mode. I like your style, my
friend. You like that?
That's good.
Get it, Joe. Doing the Macarena over here. To this.
Okay, look, there's no way I can top that one. So thankfully we are out of time, so I don't have to. So Toe, please tell the good people all that we covered today.
Well, our first feature track was none other than The Chicken Dance.
Yeah.
And we connected that to the Jonas Brothers and their 2019 single, Only Human.
Do you get the connection there? You know, The Chicken Dance is Only Human? Do you see that? Just humor me.
Yeah, I'm laughing inside. So then we worked up a little sweat in the studio and listened to some popular group dance songs for our bonus material.
All right. Well, good stuff. We need to get maybe a 5-minute cool down. So what do we have lined up for our next episode?
We're going to go around the way and maybe stay up all night long with the girls.
Whoa. Okay. You got me shook up, shook down, shook out. Just thinking about it.
Let's do it.
Well, until then, thanks as always for listening. We'll catch you next time for Riffs on Riffs.
Huzzah! Keep listening.
Riffs.
Riffs on Riffs is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. A special thanks to executive producers Joan Andrews and Michael DeAloya. Producer, Isabel Robertson. Audio engineer, Eric Coltnout. You can listen to more episodes of Riffs on Riffs by finding us on iTunes, Stitcher, or visit evergreenpodcasts.com. And don't forget, if you enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us an iTunes review. It really helps. I'm your host, Joe Watson.
And I'm your co-host, Toby Braswell.
Thank you for listening to Riffs on Riffs.
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
Right. This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.